Oh, just on the this brutal here is a big hole. The give you also a 3.5% due rate with the individual part of all the technical issues are looked at before the actual midterm. The time line here in 8 Thursday this week doing the communication, then we'll talk about communication and signaling, dishonest signaling on Tuesday. Then we have a review, which is sort of a compilation of the greatest hits in slide for your question. Then we, I think, stage two, kind of already gone through all of that. Here, we have to stay the time, so we're just 9 minutes. They is not behind any first group, so it knows it's more. That's moving forward. I'm looking. Yep. If people would want to open that up, we'll find opening up on Monday and Wednesday. That is, yeah, question three. Like, what's the name of the that you know, the way you're kind of in your thing that's kind of on the exam. So, the longer I have people, the less I have access to me. So, the thing you can spend in your mind in terms of everybody wants more time. And I'm happy to actually exist so they love money. They're going to say this is open. Thinking about that, and review you decide if you want to, you know, and they would be my call. They would be here, sure. They did not give me any time that day, as long as it's done before the end of the day. I'm here. Online, so you can just open it at the moment. Yeah. No, just the same one. You can get back to your Canvas notes, your notes. You will need four if you want to use Slack. There's a lot of collaborating people who are currently enrolled in this course. No, that's that. No, I didn't. If you come to Canvas, that's fine. If you want to talk here, it's fine. Stay tuned. Whoever's here, people don't talk about that. I'm just able to. It's available to. I mean, they're kind of just kind of spot there. They might be The comprehension assignments are maybe even closer to that, but the comprehension assignments are much more kind of vocab heavy. So, I mean, I'm not aiming to make it hard, but it's the idea is, again, when after able to explain differences in more to the I mentioned that this could be like, here's, four examples of information mapping. So that all our students are thinking that would be the value of that. Whatever this is really important to do. So, like, if the question will be followed up, there, I'm a little bit thinking what's new, but oh, I think they have more than I any other questions? Oh, come on. Okay. Oh. It's not one. Okay, here we go. Communication. So there, a communication modality is just we see what's there. We are categorizing mode by the receive mechanism that is receiving now. And so an example here is the information important to the receiver. Actually, being the information that is directly carrying message. We'll say, what is the mechanism that is acting on the receiver response to the receiver? That's called a communication modality. There are already different modalities. The common ones are visual, goal, activation, and smell, touch, style. For your sound, but for this much like the sound you hear for is actually what's being heard the auditory. And then there are examples that use signals communication and well so there needs a little bit. Ones. Oh, like so animals and fields. But so animal that's about there may be a iron in it to somehow they magnetically example sure absolutely could be and so there could be other we'll see directly. Apparently, these are here. So, what's the so we've already seen the what's came running. So, these are the source of these, but same with a lot of species. And the this is what will help because of that. The leader, the follower, which is leader, the cartoon here, cartoon follower here, leader, follower, and unseen follower, actually, in the same problem. So, what's happening here is this leader knows the right position, follower knows, and follower does not. So the leader comes back to the nest, she emits a little chemical, so an olfactory chemical smell that the follower is called to, and then the follower will then tap her on her ass or back and rear end in order to indicate that the follower is ready to take the next couple of steps, and the thing is over and over again. So there's these two things, the there's a common type example where the always what the main leader or variable leader is, the follow the leader. The leader of the Senate is for the leader he moves. The follower is the controlling leader. And the leader controlling the leader. So what this is doing is actually putting follower through digital keys about the environment. To argue at a very 3,000 feet level, it's here about the environment around and the leader in traffic around to the follower. And that is at the message is, but formally, there are these much more kind of priority requirements. It's just simply the simple is away, but on a rear end, I know a little bit and I work leaders around and so this contact signals and at the value of the data button helps in a sort of awkward conditioning way helps the follower to learn a new association new behaviors that are associated with these new human peers, so the follower should learn the trap. And the interesting thing is that the cues all learn very different than the cues of the leader. So it's not actually transferring its cues, it's just saying, I know how to get there. I'm going to show you. You can follow me and you can learn how to get there. And once we get there, we'll pull off and then you'll know your route. We'll be able to get that. We'll be able to get there. So that's it's a behavior that combines two modalities in kind of an unbidirectional way. An example. Now, before we leave that, the question about the full behavior is advancing these through letting ceremony breaks. We'll talk about briefly a little later too. These gas here are the chemical in the air, do a small open space around the atmosphere. So it's a very shifted chemical that's in the air that is not actually laid down on the ground. So it is not a trail that's following the air. It's the fact that he's just following behind the leader, and the leader went kind of back in the back. Where if you take the follower away, this leader will stand and I'll tend them. And then show up. It's in the other operation. You have the follower there and you take the leader away. The leader will stand for in place looking for the follower will stand there for about 10 minutes looking for the leader. I find her about an after Smith starts spiraling in this behavior. I'm sorry, and eventually they have this expectation of they'll both be there. And when they've got this 10-minute line out that if they aren't there in 10 minutes, nothing happens. And we have to get on the stand of there are 8 months of what you're seeing out of the local saw at this video cycle. It's just the hand labor and love for back. That's what's called a behavior. And so it's a much bigger sequence of events happening from one old mess into a new mess. Once this kind of thing just getting recruited over and back out of the past, the same abilities, what can you do? And grab it or carry it. So they just throw them back and they run over and they jumped off at the new nest and they just hang out in the new nest. So transporting they went there, other way to get, like, for the recruitment whole. So that's kept running. He's accurate. This whole factor that here. That's pretty or, you know, here, or the air is a bit of a fair amount. A fair amount is bringing signals around your body from, you know, your brain to your liver, likewise, we should get those activatory, those chemicals are being in on the outside. Now they're interacting with that's a fair. So the chemical signal uses transfer information, and only it's easy. Pheromones are signals, which means that on average, a sender and receiver bones. And pheromones are fine with that species. There are chemical signals between species fall into a broader category of chemicals. That's why they're called stealing chemicals. But there are chemicals crossing these and they are named by their benefit. And communication is really about, you know, that's part of the evolution of the universe and the evolution of these things. It's not easy and driving is the ultimate of the mental benefit odds. So if it's a chemical, then it's the sender, but not the receiver, is a different species. So if a maple reaching on a tree and the tree releases a chemical that kind of makes the mammal nauseous and slows down and stops touching, that's an example of a hormone because you've in the mammal to benefit the tree. There can be hormones that benefit the receiver. So those can be cues. They can be cues that give off, for example, the sort of like this is cases like, you know, a flower wants to attract the bee, and the bee wants to get something from the flower, and maybe there. It's simple impact and make all that happen. These pheromones are all made by the benefit blocks. The most important one for everyone in this class are the pheromones. The good ones are interested in making trust-specific activities. So at least have the familiarity of they're all three different terms and their name, the benefit is going there and here in both lists. When we talk about evolution, there's something interesting on the path of all our special type of people that is. And so if we talk about pheromones, we're not the same species. We all the same genes and people, but we're great are responsible for sending it. We can also be a threat in the labor for statement and for evolutionary mechanisms these signals because they can have scientists act on the receiver potentially. There are a sort of mutualism going on where the evolution, the co-evolution for species, these chiefs evolutionary processes in a more way after this work, which you get a little bit signal from one or even Alaska or Canada. It's just a different process. So I have a lot of kind of separate about sort of interest that we can pursue. And generally, I mean, usually a small part of the problem. It's different in terms of the small things that are just small. Okay. But mission pheromone, this is a pheromone. It's what it looks like up here. So, zoom in on the side of the net. She is lifting up her rear end, her answer. And this first thing is, thing has been co-opted over the posture. So, these hands are females. So, only females can think it has been lost to the bees by an object. Because only females can have eggs, both females have a posture. Things, even though they try to think that they haven't seen the same incident, the balance thing, and that thing has a portion gland in it. And that portion gland is, it's an aberration of the ovipositor, allows for venom to be produced. Make things more potent, not the mechanical punch with the same. And with the same, these eggs, they end up now a little bit of that poison out in the air. They're not staying in the air. That poison out in the air. It's called a volatile pheromone. Actually, leaves the air and it's short-lived, but in a small distance away from the gasser, like that eggs, creates a concentration in the oxygen content of that chemical in a little bottle wrapped in paint. And that's the bottle that we see there. So, different than a so called contact pheromone, so there could be pheromones that are on the cuticle on the skin that you actually touch or sense. These can be right out of the air. That's that I was on the pulse. This poison gland is what is going to produce this volatile pheromone. That is an interesting thing. I don't know if you can help it. Discovered a new poison gland. So what they did is they took like filter paper, block, filter, things like that, and try to get ants. They were able to this, you know, 10 times we gave them a central control dummy and ants and all that. So what they did, they said, okay, what we're going to do is just pull the skin out of the ants. And it's a half of this poison in the so-called pores gland. It's another gland. The dinner thing that could be involved, maybe that's the technical thing use. And percent, 50% of the again survived. They can't follow that. But it gives us an indication that might be the fourth plan. So then the other let's do the gap for the whole body without the same, make sure that the family is the same. So the cats with no thing, the other half of that, about, there's 120 there, and only about 70% follow that. So, okay, there's a residual, either poison that works in the gap. So, what's in that paper dummy filter for the book block? We have to kind of smear them But I hear the voice that we're focused on.
Yeah.
That's rich. And you can hear that. Rare to tell those days, the voice that I'm going to be all of that. And then you hear, you know, my head. And so that being happened. That formerly be used as them and the thing was the thing that now being used to maintain contact in these things. And now we can actually that video, he has actually built this little robot that runs underneath the table right around the big mat. On top of it is one of these dummies with the half of the magnet. And he programmed a robot that's followed from rats, and that he can actually talk to the man by to help follow his dummy, the poison plant that creation's on. And in which of those fight, he can actually brain dance even against all the bands where people study. So that's an example of a relatively simple signal that you can actually use in a way. By the way, you need to see Shmiotopic, which is actually the best animal behavior reading. But if you're doing stuff like this, you're trying to get a whole studio thing. Experiments we talk about, experiments with chemistry, experiments with EDR, things like that. That's what you're in forward thought. So my career is to move that forward to a big part of this is to go back to option and utilization. And this one that was never meant. It was meant to be and it got co-opted in the ceiling. That's the name of the utilization. And that has nothing to do with thinking anymore. It's nothing to do with the fact it is thinking fall or fall leader. She's seeing the fall. She's put simple out of the air. There was all resulted in and how he works through the ball. And this is the thing that doesn't have another way to approach. So this was sort of in this it's not brute. It's an ink changer, right? It's a way they will be whereas the whole test there's a way but they have no way to sort of step and make this in this game of way I used to do a collab to hold this at all game that's calling and you know it how it go off this mirror question about this idea of spoke the thing of here. I was saying, it is very much for the own of the so that it's basically there were no and that happened to didn't care for themselves. And something just happened that all this all get clean. People like it. So they just happened to follow that. Well, this is my guess. And, but in the ones that follow out the poison, just happened to be around, they did the following ants. And that led to, in some cases, beneficial that led to maybe more food, better medicine, and that led to more sexual increased population, which led to more ants. The more colonies and that ability to follow in the map. I mean, those more and more impressive visualization, but breaking that up so that instead of being accidental, you're just following around a hand with something. You're not following around a hand with something, but deciding to puff poison in the air for no reason.
Okay.
Great. So, we're talking today about single communicator and co-option. And one related story to that is that Eric Comer and his prior purpose, we call it. The environment is outside of the cuticle of impact. They probably here notice insights, which are down here across the cuticle, the space of the hand, to the if you just cross-section, you want to be see this is sort of popular skin that produces these cuticular hydrocarbons, and they're produced down here. The reason I'm bringing that up is that fruit flies, you can engineer them in all sorts of crazy ways. One of the things you can do is you can engineer fruit flies with none of these effects, but they can't produce hydrocarbons. And when you do that, you can then put these fruit flies in conditions and see how long they survive. And the great line here is a fruit fly that has been engineered so it does not have the ability to produce these hydrocarbons. Now, what they also do then is take one of these flies can grow your hydrocarbons. And like suntan lotion, smear with cuticular hydrocarbons and artificial back in the lab. And now change provides well. They also basically take a fruit fly without the insights, change your hydrocarbons, and so first male who copies or has sex with her loves his vaccine dirty body all hers. And she then also survives pretty well. The transfer of these vaccines, spotted fly, human fly, is enough to survive once as long. It shortly progresses that these cuticular hydrocarbons are to prevent the change. They are to drop vision. PhDs or more. I'll summarize in here. Okay, that's the primary purpose of the DHT is to prevent it from dropping out. You remember how they're produced inside. That's not important for this. The insect from the loss. And so that allows them to survive in dry conditions. We'll probably next up. Principal operation of what's around. Nothing that actually said here. First. Let's look at these CHDs and think about the implications of insects using CHDs these hydrocarbons. How if these hydrocarbons have this moisturizing lotion that's in it? Well, turns out that all these CHDs are being really all hydrocarbons. This is okay, but actually, maybe this will talk about it. We're taking OCHEM. So, here, these are long, these are out in, in out in. They're 27 is long. They're very long in arms. So, it looks like this in the kind of ball and stem model, which we can summarize it down here, where basically the protein is not bonded with other carbons, hydrogen, so these single bonds. These really long, really heavy hydrocarbons. These very long chains in the flavor increase of these lines. Like I said, heavy, that means they're not bonded. They do not clog the body. They stay in the body. And they're also creating this physical capacity and texture. So, they can definitely cause body accidental contact between insects. This sort of these kind of, waxy substances that are dried onto the body of the insect. They're hydrocarbons. They're non-polar, which means they have solid and repel water. So basically, they all stick together and it just hang in the surrounding things that prevents water being lost. That's how it works. That's great. And that is the function of the hydrocarbon. But nature, there's different ways of using carbon and potentially that's what you can take advantage of that. And so that's what happened. So, if you think about these very long hydrocarbon chains, then they're sort of like a box code that you have the opportunity to play with in location and on the exact same here. Just and so any one of these bonds you can change into a couple. You can pop off a hydrogen and then you pop off another hydrogen. These two together, you can come off here and then be like, oh, this thing here. And that was called alkane. If you remember alkanes, or metal rich alkane or anything like that, just trying to say that the key point here is that you get anything carbon and you can basically help a lot anywhere you want to be able to move on to that work thing that take metal and put a little metal branch all the way down this and you can adjust the length of this thing to 23 and all of these work basically the same way in terms of adaptation resistance. But the variation, well, the on one hand, on fly, whatever. And so you can get an elaboration in each one. You can do like a barcode where one of the barcodes like the alpha that's like wild space. Yeah, in the black space. So you can create, you know, your own pattern to have like process that your own barcode. So the idea here is that, you know, one of these any type of enhancing case can have one or more many of these bombardment variants the ability to that one. So you can over the and immediately read all for barcodes they want. And that will push you to identify that data, maybe the job is doing, so on and so forth. And that's what happened is that in some of that happened these are so male female can actually think things about the other based on that. It's in fact it's her being to her winner. Are you a worker? My colleague, are you from another colleague? And so on and so forth. And so how you can view like a separate color is these things, you know. It's a little bit like our eye, where I thought that I see people wearing lectures and pants and doctors, but I say that you either your pattern that you're wearing on your person, likewise, you know, this for being a bunch of different things on her. There are people that you wear them on. The colors that only her color wears. Her combinations never color anywhere. So, and so not only can they read them, but we have sexual that like astrographic machine, second when we can run their cuticles to full fiber of steam inside of that's all based about astrographic. And you wipe their touching with it and put it in one of these mass packaging and you get to be set up. This is one of these long chain hydrocarbons that is maybe longer than double, maybe it has a couple branches, maybe it's a double bond, maybe it's a branch, maybe it's a combination of. So you can add which part of the if you notice these interesting patterns, like for example, queen here, this is off the queen, often an AG lane. And this is all the worker mentality. And this is all the workers. Like, and you can see that there is, you know, these compounds here. So each one of these peaks, like the different GDP hydrocarbons, they be present on clean herbetics. So like this P1, P2, those only show up here. They don't show up on the worker. Peak one does show up on worker A. So there's something about being reproductive, whether you're a worker or a queen. But P2 seems to be something that only means that. There are lots of hydrocarbons here that are on the worker A, worker A, on the queen. So these are just ways in which you can test, you know, tell them right. But because they have so much flexibility, they can now go off and the being consistent and single of identity in people. So another thing. So we put all this simple stuff together, we get all these extra where if you have very short range signaling under here that actually requires contact with the cuticle. And that depends on the hydrocarbons, these non-sugar involved, but they're not volatile in them. We both talk about the properties that really matter to are here. But there are, for example, in honeybees, there are incredible contact pheromones. And so these are very heavy animals. So there are things that the queen produces, that's her right there, the queen in there, and we got her worker responding to her, and we take some of this polar ball off on them, and then pump it out of her, and spread the queen. And that seems to be one of the things that maintains, for example, the hierarchy in the babies. But when she dies, then that doesn't show it. Single path, and then they know in the practice for my contact pheromone. So the body probably better involves something. Whereas over here, I learn pheromone. And so these are really all by the top of the air, and they do pretty well. And so these are examples of things that when you combine the body and these babies end up pushing their appearance up in the air, right away fat, right into the air, and it actually has nothing to do if there are a bunch of bees around it, that it can actually reinforce it, and it's sort of a tool of bees that the body needs to defend the colony. So, I mean, that's very fascinating, that's very flawed. So, you got this, it's interesting. From all of this information, we start seeing there are certain chemical properties that tie certain functions. And he thought short range, light stuff, long range. And long range, if we speak about functions, but you notice there is apparently a short range between these two insects, between these two animals. And it doesn't appear to be too sad how the it's on how it's acting. Is it acting in a very large distance? It needs to be better, et cetera. We actually go from the function of just finding back to plausible mechanisms that we should look for. And so that's the other thing. I'm looking at a little bit of the token actually help you see here. The thing that each part here is that there's this, I'm going to talk about it. So this is the thing people have seen most of, There are ants that they fail, they fall and trail. Unvulnerable. They are completely bound out and here. The thing that we're getting to here is that it's not a certain that communication is prior to later. So in all things, not chemical signals, the both in the categories, whether they have a slow effect on behavior. So, for example, the experiment that I was talking about, Ventor, activated overs, that's very obvious on them. That drives them to not lay eggs. There's also believers, which are acting. So the alarm pheromone is a releaser. It releases the alarm behavior. It releases the attack behavior, the infection. So prior, it actually may releasers. They're releasers who give you an animal. Unless you give the prior first. If you give the prior alarm, then you give the releaser behavior of the payoff. So sometimes they peak off time and release together. But in general, words are slow acting, and leasers immediately release it. The question of fire rules. So the difference between chemical and that chemical might be also not chemical is not people rules. It is happening to be thought that it's very often a hormone in your body as well. Okay. All right, so those chemistry, those chemicals, there are other methods. So before we move on to them, let's do a quick clicker. Right, so what is the function of particular hydrocarbon blood? Is it to prevent drying up? Is it for communication? Is it for self-defense? Or is it for coagulation? So let's do that. That is no responses. Yes. So I'm just gonna kind of look at who's head down and then try to guess when to stop the thing. In fact, I might just move forward and let it go and stop it. So leaving it up, being thinking about that. And really where the zero is thing here. Okay, so communication basically covers olfactory. So, let's look at auditory. So last time we talked about it was through all the videos again, but mites have the ability to emit sound, and they do it in a weird way. They bang their heads against walls. There's some mites that do this too. And this is, it releases an alarm behavior. So it's a new feature where when other soldiers hear, they will bang the and workers run away. So it releases the same behavior. It releases more of the drumming behavior from soldiers. And soldiers will let it go if there is something that they can take out. This is the way that animals and insects make sound. A common one is tribulation. Okay, emit their sound. And so a tribulation is just making the body to the body. There are body sets as well. Basically, where I was tribulation, you're going to have something like this, where it's often called a scraper and a file. So, this is different for the wing. So, this is not a butcher here, but this is more idea. There is sort of a zoom in on the edge of these wings. You find these full teeth. And there's a spot that disrupt the nexus, but believes you, and can rub that file against them. And based on the shape, though, she get different looking, different outputs here. So, you know, these T versus these T versus these T versus these T, of course, they're also, they're the these work cups, they're moving more force. So you have to pull it actuated as well. So there's a couple different, two different tabs. And so, here we're looking at is the time series of variation in the air to simulation, which is in those different sounds. So sometimes they have no gap between pulses, sometimes it is a big slow pulse. So if you look carefully, this one has got a lot of very tiny changes, very tiny instances, where this one here, it's relatively slow now, in envelope is slow. So we can characterize the different sounds that help instead as they're able to. But we also can characterize them by all of these little squiggles, how tight these squiggles are, and that frequency. So what we'll do is look at our circle. If this can be any complex waveform of this, structured wave of this, you can think of as a sum of a bunch of low oscillating time with these different frequencies. So you can and you can get that waveform, all adding up different sine waves. And this, our spectral density plot, notices that this is not something. This is basically saying you want to have the other sine waves. And this signal, this is not the sine waves shooting at again. You need a big one at 10 hertz, you need another one at 30 hertz, you need, you know, these other ones, you need a lot of them. But it tells you the grouping of that. See, some tend to have a little bit lower frequency, some have got a little bit higher frequency. A lot of higher frequency all added together. And that is another way we can characterize these things. Okay, that is a frequency component of these sounds. So the thing about when we care about amplitude and frequency, that is that multiple frequency. Okay. So, the thing about frequency is perception of amplitude is based on frequency than the sound. So you can have sound that has its representation of spectrum. By the time it hits our brain, we can actually perceive it that way. If those frequencies we can't hear very well, we also have to look at the receiver, not the generator. What is the sense for in the receiver? And we have to proceed because the receiver is in a certain area. And we can ask them, what point do you find the frequency? And so, as for this case here, and they found that when we're close to 10 hertz, it was very, very high. We want to say that we have a lot. As close to 15 kilohertz, rank up very high, and not only hertz, but down here from like 20 hertz up, you know, 10 kilohertz, then you can crank up a little bit, and then hoping that, you know, hear a lot of that. So in all of those cases, you're actually increasing the amplitude, but some of those amplitude changes can actually increase. Not enough to measure what the sender is generating, that's also no limits, but the receiver can hear. But patients in all of these communication things, so that's what we have tools like the electrophysiology and so on, where we can actually have what we can actually hear. You can actually measure what the receiver is producing an output in the cell using it for example. So, the question about this about being that amplitude. The amplitude depends on the frequency sometimes. this is the reason why dogs hate the weak kid. This is the reason why it's important to the weak kid. You know, it's just theology. Right now, what I'm going to talk about is, if you know that, what I'm going to talk about is the faith of Caden. Basically, this is a tribulation. There are signs that Caden has a little civilary part in them together, and they make fun of that way, but the primary way it meant to us is incompatible. People can be incompatible. He would have been a T-I-N-K-L. And the biggest temple in the movement, I remember here, drawn out, which is why I it is in America. So you can see the temple here on a few stages, all the little here. And underneath it, these strong muscles that can vibrate very, very, very fast. And it's a little bit like ever taking a big black paper and blow across it, and you hit the vibrate, and it makes a little bit of noise. It's like, you know, that's a little bit similar to happening. The vibrate of this muscle is getting these little holes. The rest of that way in a similar way. What does this kid have all this body creates inside of our resonance chamber where at each of the guitar, you know, you get reverberation inside the guitar, and that makes it a little bit louder and it sounds a little pure. It's in the body, it's not a kid, it's not a hollow body. That violating the temples, you actually get an amplification inside the body. And that's hearing the cicadas when they're saying, here, don't time in other places in the world, 17 years or whatever. So it's not stimulation, it's not very different. And that means they were other people that have been working off, but also kind of symbol and work kind of like symbol way. So that's the open. The symbol of the body, which includes sound. Of course, I don't mean to say, but it's set. Once you get into the primates, you know, where they can all accept both sounds. This was the first time where they realized that there was actually a semantic communication in this monkey. So, is they would notice that the monkeys make different voices. Oh, the people would go over and bundle and this is just monkey. And then there would be a snake and a different math that would happen. Or a leopard and even a different sound. And so a monkey for two different things. So what researchers did in the sounds. A bunch of sounds like people were written that around and just looking back to other monkeys. The same thing, and that allowed me to be vocal, which was the how vocal I'm being. Played back 10 years later on GSU. And what they found was that the people triggered all the children would actually equal them. And they played them back. A monkey nearby would take over for the gun recovery. All the groups all and then all the efforts, they cut off the trees. So this, you know, that included that these monkeys have a personal language that they actually have evolved different types of direction and information. Well, this is group. Which is pretty cool that they can act when fish float in water. All Other examples we go over here. What is that dimension? Is that the acoustic is clearly problematic in their door. And then become more important that their interaction is sources. They're finding that involved animals that you need to maintain a food interact for factors, these sort of things are and actually are acting. So maybe they're acting to not follow watch. Maybe they're acting to answer, make an officer call, and so forth. But we realize for this Dr. Green project, from conversation to me, that no angle is one that we might consider. Like, is there an area of seeing that? And you think that affecting certain types of animals out there, just as far. And the codes get this, so we actually there. So, visual, we're going to talk a lot about visual stimulating in many of the rest of the chapters. A lot of time all here. But things in particular cool. So, this is some images that we're going to talk more about the key later. We're going to talk more about the actually a lecture, the anglerfish, fish, how many anglerfishes. And so, there's this like a little bit for me here that they actually do the craft fish and do that. And they eat the fish. So, angler and these fish, like a level of their involvement out there. So, there's a lot of cool stuff about it. What's nice about visual playing is they just don't find elsewhere in your environment. It should be able to know that. And so, visual signals can often be a more robust neural system. There are some cool aspects of what I already thought about. I want to mention these two. We talked about these, but you know, if you're noticing sharks there, they have this temperature that their top is not on this light. It's because there's a different audience looking down at the shark than the and their bodies evolve signal that the fish changes. Or sort of to them. I mean, that chart you're looking at our seafloor, that's what the top charts are. The top chart is looking up, and then that plays more with the sky. So I think that temperature is cool. That is extreme comfort limitation. There are a bunch of animals who have collected that area in organs on the bottom side. And night, they're bioluminescent at different levels. So the pigment in the moon. And that allows, for example, prey to eat up predators, to avoid predators, and so on. Isn't it so cool that an animal can kind of dim itself to its weapon that I am not today? And they can eat their pearls. It's all in daytime, during that all in the day. It involves the bacteria. It's all in up there. Comfort and nature is just a little topic that which we have more time to talk about. And then one in the last modality, electric. I'm going to talk about this. It's a liquor fish. And usually, when you're talking about liquor fish, there's a strong electric fish you can use a little more patient. So, these are fish that, you know, you can do the thing, you know, I say, you know, you have to do the fun. There are on the other side of that, you want to be a leopard fish, that instinct is that they actually use the press, they put that electrical stimulus, and they respond to that, so, okay, they forgotten. So, and some of them, after that, even to have full stimuli in between that and communicate the language, which is the best. Your magical image. Although there are things passed on, you know, the assemblage of the animal market, but you have to think about it. You know, that might be a dolphin, and that would be very interesting. But in the and thinking about saying that there's co-option of strong electric adaptation become communication theater. But it's a very similar mechanism used to very different functions. And that is so common in the examples that we get on the mechanism. Very different in some cases. And that's part of the reason why it's so important for us to separate among hypotheses where we have mechanisms separate from function. We have multiple functions for the same mechanism and multiple functions. They don't mean they have to buy for one. So, last thing I'll mention, we've already kind of talked about this, but if, you know, in the past, in the time, there are being a major term about the redundancy last time. So, as an example, if you watch the first wall, the beat track, and this thing, the audio track, if you cut off even one of those, it's not the same movie. The whole message is both again, off is a different message in the video, but physical, physical together. And for example, grasshoppers that if they jump, they lost these colors underneath their wings, and those colors are being just as the acoustic symbol and the details that are the same thing. They're getting different information from the acoustic or the visual, but they all think it's all being considered. That's too much of the thing that the redundant method. So, that's what I mean. I'm so unnecessarily redundant. And so, I'm trying to think and it's just a list of things that the important terms that you're all in one place. And in my thoughts, I get your spot pilot box, well, start that box of the next couple of slides, and it includes slides that you have these terms that you can put in the team. You can put it down, that's why I'm sure there's some of it here. And so, just reminders in the timeline first, and the SC editor, response I have for you here. I'm actually not because my there's been no response that I'm a little worried about that. With any questions from you? If not, then I'll ask for you today. I'm going to talk to Tuesday.